This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO in Tioga, and KLTC on the Western Edge, 1460 in Dickinson. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Get a lot of emails on the weekend. We like that, so... give us your thoughts and comments and suggestions for guests, anything. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter when you're listening to this program on a podcast, replay, whatever, at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message anytime, or 2 to chat with us live when we're on the air. And, of course, locally in Bismarck, Mandan, 258-0550, 258-0550, all of those on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Live today in Tioga, North Dakota. Tioga, I have a very special place in my heart for Tioga for a couple of reasons. One, this is the place where I really got what was happening in the transformation, this American Renaissance that's happened with oil and gas development. And, of course, it all started here, 1951. This is the oil capital of North Dakota, right here, the heart of it. But it's where I first came because we were an affiliate on KTGO and ended up owning that radio station and ended up spending a lot of time here, meeting the local business leaders here and building this radio station back and came to love the place, really did. Plus, it's the home of Kathy Nesset, who might be one of North Dakota's nicest citizens. Well, she is one of them. She is the nicest. And the most incredible, I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful public servant. Now, of course, chair of the Board of Higher Ed in North Dakota, also of NESA Consulting. And she loves Tioga as well and has really imparted that on me. We are broadcasting today from the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. They're having their third anniversary, and it goes through tomorrow. They have all kinds of giveaways, from free oil changes to drawings for kids' items. They have a big, big craft fair going on today, which is kind of fun, and right by the clothing store. And a lot of really neat items that are for sale. They have a brand new green chili grill. Can't wait to hit that baby. So come on in and see us. Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Highway 40, just north of Highway 2 in Tioga. Let's get to the phones and find out what's on your mind. Daryl Lease at the bottom of the hour, ahead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They yesterday announced they'll be suing in federal court over the constitutionality of the corporate farming law in North Dakota. So we're going to dig into their lawsuit on the corporate farming bill at the bottom of the hour. Welcome your questions for Daryl as well from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He joins us coming up. In the meantime, what is on your mind? Tell me. Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Scott. Before the break, you were talking about, our next governor being able to fight the federal government on waters of the U.S. and so forth, the bathroom issue. 11 states are currently signed on to sue the federal government over the bathroom issue. What we need is more states, and what we need is a convention of states and governors and declare the 10th Amendment and take all of the issues, waters of the U.S., lands of the U.S., bathrooms of the U.S., and I think I talked about this a week before or something like that, and somebody called in and said, we've got to fight this in the courts. And then I said, the states never win in the federal courts. Okay, then there's the case in Wyoming with Andrew Johnson. Are you familiar with that, Scott?
No.
The little water hole that he put on his little 10 or 12-acre piece of ground. And waters of the U.S. EPA got involved and ended up, he was going to pay a fine for I don't know how many million. He was fined like $20,000 a day. Okay, Andrew Johnson won his case. EPA has backed off now completely and said, could you just plant some willows around your water hole? So it can be done.
There's some good food for thought for today and some motivation. I think you're onto something when you say we had to lump all these together and say, look, there is a 10th Amendment. And, you know, as many states as that are willing, stand together would be a powerful signal. If for nothing else, to wake people up to this. I don't think people know what the 10th Amendment is. I bet we couldn't find, 100 people go to the local mall. And would 10 of them know what the 10th Amendment is and what it stands for? I mean, people need to be. Need to understand that the founding fathers of this country said the federal government is going to handle the things that we say they're going to handle right here, and anything that's not stated, that's up to the states. And the overreach has just gone on and on and on. And you're right; you sort of lament it, and you piecemeal take it on. But we need a forceful plan. I think a new president who doesn't try and cram it down our throat. Combined with some governors with a backbone, might be just a ticket. Agree with you, Ed. Appreciate the call. Or Gene, sorry. David, who is on the road, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go, David.
Hey, guys, I got to agree with you. That Pinnacle up there is awesome.
You think Pinnacle's awesome?
Yep.
I'm with you. Have you
there now and then. It's great.
Have you dined?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the food is really good. And
It is.
For folks that have not been here, it's like a, I don't know, I guess what would folks be able to compare it? It's like a Walmart. It's got everything. It has absolutely everything. I mean, from tools and lawnmowers to the propane you need. And, of course, you know, Farmers Union, which has been here for decades, they changed the name of Pinnacle a number of years ago, and they've really stepped up their game. The clothing department's incredible. They have a beer, wine, and spirits. They have. I really like the home cooking. They do well on the home cooking. So if you're traveling Highway 2 and sort of tired of the same old, same old, you can stop by going 3 miles north on Highway 40, or you can catch the Bakken Central location of Pinnacle and Stanley 2 right off of Highway 2. Either one, but they're darn good, David. I'm with you.
I got one quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
So I got an email last night from Brighter Future ND, and it's a political action committee. And I'm looking through this email, and they're going to basically tell folks in North Dakota what the candidates have their stance or what their stance is on issues. But I look at the bottom, and it's sponsored by Pat Finken, who is with Odney, which is in charge of Wayne's campaign. I just feel like that's kind of a conflict and, you know, slightly biased. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, anybody can start a PAC. When you do it on the federal level, there has to be walls there. I'm not sure there has to be on the state level. I don't know, actually. But, Pat is an advisor to Wayne Stengem, as you say. And so you're saying you get the sense it's trying to come off as objective and say, you know, here's where both candidates are. Obviously, the Brighter Future Fund is supporting Wayne Stengem, would be my guess. And you know, maybe hoping people don't connect the dots that way in doing the comparison, but I don't know if you fool anybody in that regard. I don't know, but your question for me was it wrong? Should it happen?
Well,
you're saying, but,
you know, maybe not wrong, but I feel like there should be some sort of disclosure, because I'm sure the vast majority of the people don't know who Pat Finken is. I had to look it up to figure out who it was, and I thought, well, you know, I'm sure the vast majority of the people in North Dakota don't know that.
Well, what is the flyer? What does the email actually say?
Basically, they're just over the next few months, they're going to tell us about the stances of our candidates. And I thought,
I'm talking about like at the bottom, like a disclosure. Does it say somewhere? Where do you get that Pat Finken is involved?
At the very bottom, it says sponsor Pat Finken. I mean, his name's right on the bottom, and I had to look it up and thought, oh, geez.
Oh, I see. His name is in the email, and you're saying you connected the dots and saying, he's a Wayne Stengem advisor, and he's part of this. So this is basically coming from the Stengem campaign. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Those PACs, I don't know if a PAC's the right word or different campaigns. happen, and generally people who support one candidate put into one PAC and people who support others put it into a different one. So it's another way for people to donate. In this case, they would be able to donate to that without their name being known. You know,
okay.
they'd be able to put it in there. But I'm not sure North Dakotans are too influenced on that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, I think the mailings, the advertising, the different tools that you have in a campaign, the Burgum campaign has outspent the Centrum campaigns rather significantly. So I suppose this is one effort to try and get in the game. Would you send it to me just so I can see the piece? Just send it to Scott. Just forward it to me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Will do.
Just send it on, and we'll take a look at it. But I appreciate you calling today and bringing that up, David. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550. I don't, you know, I guess maybe emails and stuff like that, I don't have time to go drill down on those and pay attention. I don't know if they are something that are a good tool to inform you or not. I don't know. I got to go with my gut on things like that. But more of your calls coming up live from Pinnacle. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, I'm Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
They know how to throw a party at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga, by golly. Third anniversary celebration is underway. Goes through tomorrow. Amanda, the store manager, is here. Amanda, I just had somebody call a second ago. Say, I love Pinnacle. I love stopping in there whenever I'm on the road. And it's hard not to. You got a lot going on here. Congratulations on the third anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. And it is a pretty exciting weekend. And I love to hear that people love our store. You know, it is a fun store. We have an amazing staff here that really works hard to you know, serve excellence, and that's what we take our pride in. So it's a great weekend. I'd love to invite everybody down here. We've got green chili and Nathan's hot dogs that we just opened up with. We have free lotto spins, blowout clothing, FR and non-FR. We have many door prizes, just a lot of fun stuff. So please come down and see us.
And Green Chili Grill is something you want to take in. If folks have been to like a Moe's Southwest Grill or, you know, other places where they make to order your you know, burritos, it's like that. And green chili is a Southwest delicacy that is really, really good. So they're great burritos. I've loved the burritos here at Pinnacle for a long time, but now they're made to order.
So, they are. They are very delicious. I actually had one yesterday, and it's they're very good.
Yeah, they are really. I like the beef and potato one. I'm just that's kind of a Norwegian burrito is what that is.
Okay, that's excellent.
Beef and potato rather. So yeah,
I've heard good things about that one. I'm definitely a fan of the lime and cilantro rice, so that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, good stuff. North Dakota Lottery is here today over the lunch hours. You can stop by for that. There's specials on hot dogs for $1, hamburgers for $2, all kinds of kids' games, wine and liquor tasting all 3 days, and a big, big sale going on today and tomorrow as well to take advantage, like the clothing. Good savings on the clothing.
Definitely some good sales on clothing, you know, for, like we said, we've got a little bit of everything, men's, women's, FR, so some blowout prices on the clothing I definitely would take advantage of while you can.
Sounds good. Thanks, Amanda. Congrats to everybody on the third anniversary.
Thank you.
You bet. We are here at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza today celebrating the third anniversary on What's On Your Mind. Welcome your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? Let's see, another text on the question of Ed Schaefer. And his support for Doug Burgum as the governor related to his current position. So in regards to Ed, imagine if NDSU President Dean Bresciani did this. All HE double hockey sticks would break loose. Well, I think that's true in the sense that if a current president, you know, would get into anything politically. But I think the difference is that Dean Bresciani is president of NDSU, and Ed Schaefer is interim president of UND for 6 months. So, you know, I guess I don't see it having the same precedence, because you wouldn't want a president that's there doing this, but I think a interim president who is a former governor, former ag secretary, and has the standing Ed Schaefer does, it's sort of, to me, apples and oranges. It just isn't the same kind of comparison at all, but I know some people are concerned about that. I think, you know, since he's not a former governor, the interim president thing kind of removes any argument that the precedent for this is bad. And if you, again, are in the camp of Wayne Stengel, wanting Wayne Stengel to win, you don't want it cheaper to do this. So I get you'd make the argument that he shouldn't be doing it. But anyway, that's my 2 cents, and I appreciate the text and the call as well. 800-228-0550. Oh, another texter wanted us to explain what we were talking about earlier when we said Jim Nelson's post is up. Jim Nelson is the chaplain of the Bismarck AmVets Post 9. He was a guest of ours on our Memorial Day broadcast because we heard about his actually, I think we had him on Monday. Yeah, or Tuesday, rather, because the Memorial Day event, as I recall, was happening while we were doing the show. But anyway, Jim gave a reading of, you know, a very heartwarming comment about our veterans there, and people said, I want to hear that again. So what we did was ask if we could get the transcript of it, and we have it. We have the actual writing, and that's up on the Facebook page now, K-Fire and mine. But here it is. I think it's worth reading in. Today, the whole world should stop and honor America's fallen heroes, not as a gesture endorsing any nation and its current political and economic policy, but in honor of the brave men and women who gave and are giving their lives for others. But Memorial Day is not about picnics and ball games, but neither is it an endorsement of American society as we know it today. These brave soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines died protecting their country and what it stood for. They died defending a way of life that they felt was worth dying for. Families, children, freedom, morality, values, and responsibility. Today we should each take a moment and take a look into our souls to see what we are doing with the blood-stained legacy they left behind. That's powerful. We should each take a moment and take a look into our souls to see what we are doing with the blood-stained legacy they left behind. Did our Revolutionary War heroes die so we could remove faith in God from our country? Was the Civil War fought so that we could be a hyphenated and divided nation? Did we die in the trenches of the Argonne so that we have to press one for English and argue about what restroom to use? Did the Marines at Iwo Jima fight and die to raise the flag? And did they die on the beaches of Normandy so that our flag could be desecrated without penalty and even removed so as not to offend someone and the colors of the rainbow become more important than the colors red, white, and blue? Did we die in the Korean Peninsula so we could flirt with socialism? There are soldiers fighting in the Agent Orange-covered jungles in Vietnam, fight and die, and still are fighting and dying, so those in our country illegally, and many who have resettled here, get better care than the veteran does. Are our men and women dying in the deserts of the Middle East so we can apologize for who we are and what we stand for and throw common sense out the window? Today, America is busy finding new ways to pleasure itself, new ways to avoid responsibility, new ways to destroy the family, and isolate and marginalize those who call for morality and responsibility. On this most solemn holiday, we must stop and consider the great sacrifice that others have made so that we may have the freedom and prosperity that we enjoy. Let us consider what those valued warriors were and today's warriors are fighting for. Let us honor each and every one of them with a prayer and a pledge to restore to our nation the honor, the morality, the values, and the love of God for which they gave their all. Their true memorial is the nation and culture we create from their sacrifice. Are we really doing them the recognition they deserve? Isn't that good? Jim Nelson, chaplain of the Bismarck AMVETS, Post 9, and a poem, a reading, I guess he called it, at the State Heritage Center on Memorial Day, read by him. Many of you asked for a copy of that, and we thought it'd make it easy by putting it on the Facebook page, so it's there. Okay? All right. Running out of time for this segment. We do have Daryl Lees coming up to talk corporate farming in just a moment. Let me give you a quick reminder that we are going to be at the North Dakota chapter of the North Dakota Association of Royalty Owners, 4th Annual State Convention, Ramada Dakota Lodge in Dickinson, June 23rd and 24th. Incredible lineup of speakers. They have a Bakken bus tour. They have some great information. And you don't want to miss this. We did this last year in Minot, this year in Dickinson. Really looks to be a great lineup. I can't believe this lineup they have. It will be wonderful. I mean, folks from XDO and Hess, as well as EERC on the very latest, and Lynn Helms will be there, and a tax revenue outlook with Ryan Rauschenberger, and geological engineer and economist expert as well. So Mineral Management 101. Thursday starts with the Bakken bus tour in the morning, goes through Friday afternoon. Yours truly will be there as well. Hope to see you there. Here's the number if you want to sign up. It's only $125. I'd do it quick. 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557 or online at naro-us.org/events.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today in part by our friends at B-Mobile, where the $650 checks are waiting for you. Got your name on them, for crying out loud. You want to make the switch to Verizon? $650 smackers could be yours, and you know, maybe you made the switch some other time, but believe the hype or whatever, and it's just not worked out. You know, the other guy's network is not living up to that hype. And now you're able to come back and get a great deal in the meantime. So pay your fees to switch. That's what they're doing. Right now, B-Mobile up to $650 when you switch to Verizon. Call or visit them, any of their North Dakota locations. You'll find them a lot of places. Fargo, Jamestown, Bismarck, Wahpeton, Valley City, Minot, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Williston, Botano. They're also Bemidji, Thiever Falls, and Detroit Lakes as well. Online at bmobile.com, your Verizon Wireless Premium retailer. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Daryl Lease is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They yesterday announced that they would be taking to a federal court the question of whether or not North Dakota's corporate farming ban, the law, is lawful. Daryl, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
So, tell me why you're doing this. What is the motivation behind it? What prompted it?
Well, Scott, as you're well aware, and many of your listeners are aware, and some may not be, but North Dakota Farm Bureau has led the charge on trying to get a change in our anti-corporate farming laws in North Dakota. And, you know, for several decades now, it's been a battle in the legislature every 5 to 10 years. And, you know, a lot of emotion and a lot of unfactual things get said in those processes of having that debate. And so, you know, we started, you know, about our due diligence and that several years ago. And back in 2014, we decided we're going to pursue going forward with getting an answer to whether or not our anti-corporate farming law, this restriction of not allowing farmers to utilize a corporate financial structure in their business planning when every other business can, is constitutional or not. So we decided to pursue that, and yesterday we completed our work on the initial front end of it and went into the next phase of litigation and filed the paperwork in federal court yesterday to ask that very question.
Is there a connection to this lawsuit and this move to Measure 1 on the ballot related to the question of what passed in the last legislative session allowing the two exemptions for swine or for dairy cows? Are these two issues tied together?
No, Scott, they're not. Before we even knew, and before the first words were even put on paper for that legislation, we had decided to start moving forward and with our due diligence on pursuing a litigation case in federal court. When, you know, we were surprised as anyone when it was announced that the legislature was going to propose this very small change to the law. And we've got, you know, very strong philosophical principles and beliefs that government shouldn't be picking winners and losers. So we sat down with the sponsors of the bill. We requested that they do an amendment, which includes an exemption for all production agriculture. They weren't able to do that. They didn't think they could get it passed. Whatever various reasons might have been, election effects coming up in their next election, whatever it may have been, they weren't able to do that. So we stepped back. We weren't supportive of that change in the 2351 Senate bill. We weren't opposed to it. We stayed neutral. We kept on working on our process of getting ready to file this lawsuit. And so we're never really been in the fight to support or oppose what's happening on Measure One. Now, having said that, there's no reason people should be, you know, scared of the corporate structure for any part of farming. It's just that we want to ask the question once and for all. You know, the courts make rulings. They're not supposed to make rulings based on emotions and political strong-arming and things like that, and misconceptions. Are supposed to make it based on the constitutional question that we'll be asking. And, you know, we just want to put an end to the debate. We want to find out if this is constitutional or unconstitutional, as we believe it is, as we believe is set forth in precedence by our neighbors to the south in South Dakota and Nebraska, which were successful in their complaints they filed in federal court of deeming their laws unconstitutional. And so we're cautiously optimistic that we'll be successful, but it's a court case. You know, we're going to have to accept the answer, whether it's in our favor or not in our favor.
Darrell East, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome on this forum at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 for the text or the calls, 258-0550. What are the biggest misconceptions about the current environment in North Dakota related to the corporate farming law? It's not, you know, I'm amazed that people who would have principles that would lean to say, you know, markets ought to decide things, right, that are free market people who like this law. All right, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's, well, you know, it's just better for me than not have competition for other people trying to buy land. I don't know if it's that or if there's, you know, why they sort of set aside their principles on that. But I know one thing, that there's not a lot of facts on it, that somehow if this law was gone, that you'd have major corporations taking over and North Dakota family farmers that we've known for generations would be displaced. What, you know, give me your top three of the most common misconceptions out there about this law.
Well, you kind of touched on the one there, Scott, and I'll give you some numbers from the USDA to back up our thought process on the one that says, well, family farmers will be put out of business, small farms won't be able to compete, you know, young people won't be able to get into farming and ranching, and the USDA statistics kind of blow that argument out of the water. They put out a report when they do their census work, and in 2012 they came out with a report of percentage of small farms, medium farms, large farms across all states. And it's kind of odd that when you look at that there's states in there like Tennessee, Alabama, that have the highest percentage of small farms. Up in the mid-90s, like 94%, 95%. And then you look at who rounds out the bottom of that list, who has the smallest, the least percentage of small farms, and it's South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and North Dakota being on the bottom of the list. with only 71% of our farms considered small farms. And so if our law is that they're the proponents of maintaining a corporate restriction in this state claim that it's helped save small farms and that small farms don't exist if you allow corporate structures to be used, there's no verifiable evidence on that. So the states with the highest percentage of small farms have never had a corporate restriction. The states with the smallest percentage have had corporate restrictions. A couple of them have recently overturned it. And now we're asking for the same. So that scare tactic of small farms not being able to survive where corporate structures are allowed is false.
What would happen? I mean, would there be people who would see North Dakota as a market and want to come in here? Would it drive land prices up? What in your mind would be the difference if the law was gone?
Well, what drives land prices is the ability to make that land pay for itself. In a lot of cases, that's the way it should be. I don't foresee a big increase in land prices. We saw a big increase in running land prices the last, you know, not so much the last year, of course, but, you know, the previous 5 or 6 years before that. And it's not going to affect those kind of things. It's going to bring opportunity in. You know, it's going to allow a structure to be used, a financial planning structure. We need to understand what a corporation is. A corporation is just a financial planning tool. It's a business succession tool. It's a liability issues tool to address them. It's a capital investment tool. It's a capital funding ability to receive funds in tool. People still own the corporation. Families still make their living from what that corporation does. They still do business with the local providers. They still do business selling to the local buyers of our products. It's an opportunity for people to, we think, diversify their operations. The other thing it is we've got members, family farm members, that utilize the exemption that does exist for family corporate farms, but they tell you who is and who isn't family. Last I checked, I thought blood tells me who my family is, not the government. And the government says that you can have a family corporation, but it can't be beyond first cousins. And we've got generational farms that are reaching the point of bringing in second cousins, and they can't do it into their family farm corporation. To me, discrimination, it's unconstitutional. That's what we believe at NDFB.
Lyle and Devil's Lake on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Darrell Lease from the Farm Bureau on the corporate farming lawsuit. Go ahead, Lyle.
Yes, what you're saying then is somebody like Ted Turner, who's got billions of dollars, he can come in like he did in Montana and other places, and he can spend $2 billion buying farmland, and you say that's not going to hurt the local farmers?
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because there's another myth that's out there that if Ted Turner wanted to come and buy land in North Dakota now, he can. Because Ted Turner buys that land under his name as an individual. Ted Turner can use his billions of dollars to come in and buy land next to me, but I can't form a corporate structure relationship with someone that's a second cousin to compete against him for that land.
So that's an argument for it. And so that could happen now, I guess, is the point, Lyle. All right. Other calls welcome for Darrell. Take a break. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. we give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick to talk about an upcoming bus tour on June 29th and 30th. Along with Jody DeYoung-Hughes from the University of Minnesota, we will showcase North Dakota and Minnesota commodity-funded projects. On the 29th, the first stop is the Soil Health and Agriculture Research Extension, or SHARE Farm, in Morton. We will talk about conservation tillage in clay soils, tiling and interseeding cover crops into corn. We will then travel to Barney to cover pest and disease pressures, crop response to salinity, and conservation tillage in sandier soils. On the 30th, we will travel to Delamere to look at saline and sodic soil management, soybean and sunflower planted into cereal rye, and weed management. Online registration and the full agenda can be found at the NDSU Soil Health webpage.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Travel Plaza, our broadcast location today for What's on Your Mind in Tioga, North Dakota. Beautiful location, beautiful day here today, as a matter of fact. And they have all the clothing out now. They have the craft fair going on. They have the green chili grill going. The drawings for the boys and girls bikes. And they have a Dr. Pepper bike and a Budweiser cooler and free oil changes. And Mr. Tire's got a big tire sale going on, and gosh, a lot happening. Hot dogs for $1, hamburgers for $2, kids games tomorrow, wine and liquor tasting that are happening, big outdoor sale. And one other thing I was going to, the lottery folks here, our friends from the North Dakota Lottery are here with the big prize wheel, spinning that baby and having some fun from 11 until 1 today. So stop by and see us. Highway 40, just north of Highway 2 in Tioga, North Dakota. Back with Daryl Lees. Our guest today, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking about their announcement yesterday that a lawsuit will be filed federal court challenging North Dakota's corporate farming ban. All right, let's see. Here's next is John in Grand Forks. Go ahead, John. Question for Daryl?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on.
Yes, Daryl, did you just say that 71% of farms in North Dakota are large farms? Is that correct?
No, I said 71% of the farms are small farms.
Oh, small farms, family farms.
Yes.
Well,
yes, they're small farms.
Go ahead.
And what you're saying, just to recap, Daryl said we have the largest percentage, among the largest, I think there are a few other states you mentioned, of small farms, and then also the highest percentage of big farms in the country,
yeah,
right, Daryl?
What I was saying was that the largest percentage of small farms are in states that do not have a corporate farming restriction. We are on the bottom end of that scale. According to USDA statistics, we only have 71% of our farms are small farms. But yet states like Tennessee, Alabama, West Virginia that do not have corporate restrictions are up in the 94, 95, 96% of their farms are small family farms.
So this law has actually helped small farms become large farms then.
Right.
You can make that argument. What we want for North Dakota is for small family farms to be able to expand into large farms?
We have the ability to for families as individuals to grow. We don't have the ability to use that corporate structure for financial planning, for capital investment, for liability issue planning. To be able to utilize that same ability to grow that all those other states do, that still allows a great variation of size of farms to be successful.
Okay, a lot of the farmers that I know that have fairly large farms are running five or six different farms through there. They have farms with the father in each one of the children's names. So they'll have five or six different farm entities all running off of the same homestead. So would making it corporate just make it so they'd be able to combine those? Or I think that the statistics are off because you have these family farms where there are seven or eight farms built into one homestead, one base, one shop.
But they all are recognized as their own farm.
Right.
So the statistics are not wrong. They are still recognized as their own farm.
Right. So they look like a bunch of small farms when really they're one big farm. It's just a different way of organizing the business, right?
Well, no, I think you're looking at the statistics wrong here. What the statistics show is only 71% of the farms in North Dakota are considered small. We have the most restrictive anti-corporate farming law there is. In the states that do not have one and have not had one, they have a larger percentage of small farms. And so
I'm not so concerned about the percentage of small farms. I want farmers from North Dakota to have the time to be able to become large farms. And when you have a couple of bad years that set you back, if you have to sell some land off or do something like that and a corporation comes in and buys that land up or makes it impossible for small farms, family farms to expand, then we'll have lots of small farms because no farms can ever grow into something that's larger. No family farms anyway.
I'm not quite following that. The logic on that. The corporate structure is nothing to fear in the ability for financial planning. Every other business, including the businesses that farmers and ranchers purchase inputs from and sell their products to, they all have the option of having a corporate structure. We're in the middle of that food chain. Or better yet described, we're the pivot point in that food chain, and we aren't allowed the same protections of the corporate structure that every other business. And that's not to mention the main street businesses such as the barbershop, the hardware store, the clothing store, the eye doctor, the dentist, the banker on Main Street. They all have that option, too. Every other business has the legal ability to use a corporate structure, and farmers are being discriminated against and unconstitutionally not able to use that structure.
And I applaud the Farm Bureau for calling the question, right? The courts are going to decide this, going to federal court. Let's decide once and for all, because the arguments have been there forever. Fascinating discussion that starts today, doesn't end today. Daryl, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
We're out of time, folks. Have a fabulous weekend. See you Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.